Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because it warms my own heart to share a little promise and a little sweet with you for your day. Sometimes it's the little promise that gets me through the day, the little something that just helps me hold on to the possibility of tomorrow, or maybe the possibility of the next moment, despite the chaos swirling around me. That little promise that whispers in my ear, you can do this, you have this in you, just keep going. We all need that little cheerleader on our shoulder now and then. I needed mine just the other day. I purchased some items in an online auction and set off with my two older sons to pick them up. We attached the 12-foot trailer to the Suburban and started the trip. Let's just say that the trip did not go as planned. The trailer tire began going flat and we were running late and the place we needed to pull up to was not a drive-through. I had to back the trailer in, which sends me into so many places of panic that I can't even begin to explain. Did I mention that my auction eyes are bigger than my trailer, apparently? So it was just one thing after another. But we did manage to kind of Jenga the different items on board the trailer. And then we started out what looked like an exit, and probably was an exit at one time when the building was operating. But now it was a locked gate. I had to back that overflowing trailer up a hill from an overflowing Suburban with a couple of dozen spectators watching from the loading area. Nope, there was no stress for me in that moment. Huh? The first three tries almost sent me into a fit. I had flashbacks from the first time I backed my trailer anywhere, and it was not a good kind of flashback. It added to my stress, and that's the last thing I needed right then. Plus, it was hot. Plus, I was tired. Plus, my head was starting to hurt. I mean, you just come up with anything and add it to that list, and it probably occurred. I pulled back forward one more time to get my correct angle, and I stopped. I took a deep breath, and then my little possibility cheerleader perched on my shoulder and said, "You got this." I heard it, and I even said it to myself, "You've got this." I did get this, and despite my stress, I came out okay on the other side. I learned something from that situation. I can do it. I may have to take more time than someone else, and I may have to restart a few times to get it right, but if I keep on focusing on the task at hand, and I allow myself to be patient with myself, then I will get it. If you have ever backed up with a trailer attached, you already know that part of the issue is that you have to turn the truck or the car opposite the direction that you want the trailer to go, which always gets me confused. The last time I stopped, I had to take a moment to imagine the trailer backing up. I had to see me turning the wheel the correct way that needed turning. I had to get my mind looking at the right thing so that I could do it. I also had to believe I could do it. And believe me, there was a moment that I seriously considered putting the Suburban in park, turning it off, locking it up, and walking home. But once I shifted to a place of belief in my ability to get it done, it was a simple task to back the trailer up, turn around, and get home. Belief will determine what I do. Henry Ford said, if you think you can, or you think you can't, you are right. I had to think I could so that I would. When I invest in growing change for my life, then I have to come to a place of belief in that change. I have to think I can so that I can. I build a habit of belief for my change and my big dream goals by taking 5 steps. 1, I have to dare to dream. Growing up beliefs begin with releasing imagination. 2, I have to draw up my dreams. I can draw with written words, or I can draw with pictures, or photographs, or I can even actually take the time to draw out my dreams. But creating a picture of what that growing belief is, it gives it root. 3, I have to speak my dreams, because the words I put out there are the words that begin to shape my life. 4, I have to keep stretching my vision by daring to believe even more. Belief begins to stagnate if it's left on its own for too long. And 5, I have to expect the results. I have to continue following through this process until the dream I first imagined and started to believe becomes as natural as breathing. The process is not complicated, but it does require imagination. If I'm going to build up belief in the possibility of my change, then I am going to have to release my imagination and let it fly. I'm going to have to dare to think outside the box, dare to think outside the realm of reality, dare to reach for stars. The imagination is what gives life to all the great creations and all the great possibilities of everyone and everything that has ever happened. Imagination is vital. Never, never stop imagining what might be. Have you ever noticed how freeing it can be to fly? I remember the thrill of flying through the air when I would swing, or I felt the same way when I would drop the reins and let my horse gallop across the field. The wind in my face and my hair whipping behind me, I just felt free. That's where belief will take me, if I will give it wings. Belief will help me grow up the change that I must have if I want to live free. I heard a story once about the bumblebee. That according to engineers, the wingspan of the bumblebee did not match the weight of the bumblebee, and therefore the bumblebee could not fly, according to the engineers. However, the problem is that no engineer has been able to explain this to the bumblebee. Therefore, the bumblebee does fly. That, to me, is the ultimate story of belief in the natural realm, because if you believe, you can. It's that simple. I've talked about and written about Mark Lindsay. His name might not be on the tip of your tongue when it comes to sports greats, but for me, he is. He has long been my sports hero. In 1988, he was a wrestler, and he was watching the Summer Olympics where Greg Louganis made a huge splash. And Mark decided then and there that he wanted to be an Olympic diving champion. He was a wrestler. But he believed that he could be an Olympic diving champion. He walked away from wrestling and put his heart into his dreams. Others told him he was crazy, but Mark had a belief that he was not going to give up. The experts called his 1992 gold medal in Barcelona an upset. But Mark believed in his ability to take home the gold and kept on until he walked away with that gold. That is the power of belief. It gives us the fuel to go farther, to reach higher, and to do more than we could ever do on our own. It is that little voice that follows us around reminding us that you got this. Building a habit of belief in my life happens when I walk out those 5 steps. First, I have to dare to dream. Dreaming gives life to all sorts of possibilities. Some of the great inventors and business people in the history of the world share the importance of imagination, which is the foundation for dreaming. It is the imagination that gave man the ability to fly, and it is the imagination that gives me the ability to fly in my own life. I have to dream the impossible dream if I'm going to find my way to live it out. 2, I have to draw up my dreams in order to draw out my dreams. I personally tend to use written words to craft my dreams. Even when I wake up from a persistent or intense dream, I'm going to take a moment to write it out because I don't know exactly how it's going to work out in my life. And it doesn't have to make sense. I don't have to understand the how of getting the dream into reality. I just begin to give life to my dreams and to invest in believing when I paint an image in some fashion. 3, I have to speak my dreams to develop belief in those dreams. Now, I had a lot of dreams growing up. Some were more fantasies than actual dreams because I didn't really have the desire to back them up. Writing was one of the dreams that I dared to speak. I told myself that I would be a writer. I had written down in my journal what my writing life would look like. I spoke to others about my writing dreams, so much so apparently, that when I was looking back through my high school yearbook, there were dozens upon dozens of comments about, you know, when you're a famous writer then. But it took longer than I would have expected, mostly because I lost belief in my words. But I am a writer now. I've written several novels and several inspirational books and a dozen ebooks. You can purchase a copy or just learn more about my writing by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books. The point is that I spoke my dream, and my dream became a belief that I was able to follow into my possibilities. 4, I have to keep stretching my dreams. Dreams can stagnate fast. It's not that I think we need to stay in pursuit of more stuff, but more that I know I have to keep dreaming the impossible or I will settle into the probable. I have to keep dreaming so that my ability to believe can continue to grow. 5, I have to get to that place where I expect the results. Now, it may be a few days, it may be a few weeks, or in the case of my writing, it may be a few decades. The when is not as important as the arriving. I have to believe in it. I have to believe it can happen for it to happen. So I have to keep feeding my mind and my heart the possibility until the belief becomes as natural as breathing, until the belief gets so settled in that nothing and nobody can convince me anything other than my dream. I'll confess something to you right now. When I saw Greg Louganis dive in 1988, I dreamed of being an Olympic diver. I also had a dozen reasons why I couldn't pursue that dream. Mark Lindsay had a belief that he could pursue that dream. One of us won gold at Barcelona, and the other cheered him on from the comfort of her Alabama home. Belief makes way for the impossible to happen. I have to invest in my dreams and growing them to a place of belief, a belief that is so powerful that even people thinking I'm crazy for my choices isn't going to sway me from that belief that I can do it. That kind of belief brings the impossible into reality. That kind of belief gives me the wings to fly. And that's what I desire for my life. I believe. That belief makes room for my possibilities. That belief gives life to purpose. That belief fuels my ability to pursue my dreams. According to Webster's 1828 dictionary, belief is a persuasion of the truth. It is distinct from personal knowledge. The Strong's Concordance only shows one reference to the word belief in the King James translation, And that's from 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But the word belief translates from a word that means belief with the predominant idea of trust. Trust, kind of foundational. That sounds a lot like faith to me. And I think there is an element of faith in every belief that is pursuing a big dream, a big dream goal. You have to have some faith if you're going to walk out an impossible dream. You have to. But because the reality of the moment and the cry of the world is that it is not possible, if I don't have that faith, then it becomes not possible. Going against that kind of noise makes a dash of faith invaluable. You can't do it without it. It turns out that growing up belief and growing up faith are very similar in the understanding of getting there. There is a little dreaming, a little drawing up, a little speaking, and a whole lot of stretching when it comes to walking out a life of faith. Colossians 3:16 puts it this way. This is from the King James translation. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing each other and self in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And verse 17 goes on to say, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. If I want to walk out a life of faith, then I have to dwell in the wisdom of the word. It's that simple. That will require that I have to take time to invest in the word. I have to be also invested in relationships, because it is only in a relationship that I can grow up and teach up others. People that I only have a casual acquaintance with, or that I don't even really know, you know, like the cashier at the grocery store, they have no interest in what I have to say. We learn from those we trust, and we trust those with whom we have relationships. And finally, I have to do something with what I'm learning, always with a focus on doing it for God. So I grow up faith. When I learn faith, I speak faith, and I put faith to action. For some reason, I want to make it complicated. I want faith walking to be some tough thing to get or some difficult thing to live out. I've heard it preached often enough from pulpits all around the world that walking faith and walking out faith is hard. I'm beginning to realize that a lot of what we have labeled hard is actually quite simple. We've just invested a lot in making it complicated, because most of the work has been done for us by one that is greater than us. Faith is not something I have to get out and get for myself. It's planted in me. It's planted in me from the beginning. And the exact amount is planted in you and each and every one of us. It's an even spread of faith seed. And that seed, the one that is the size of the mustard seed, has the potential to grow into amazing possibilities. I have to invest in learning, in speaking, and walking out that faith. The difficulty is not in the faith part, but in the choice part. I have to be ready for my change if I'm going to walk out that life of faith, because I will have to change. I can't stay where I am and get to where I want to be. And I grow up change for my life, the change that takes me into impossible dreams, when, first, I take off my mask and I get real with myself and with others. Second, I choose the direction I want to go, because I will have more passion for the direction if it's my choice. Third, I get focused, because my focus will be the driving force for my journey. Fourth, I turn my attention forward and I stop looking back. I can't get there if I'm busy looking behind. Where I'm looking will determine my direction. And fifth, I build a habit of belief that will push me through the noise of the world. I can, because of whose I am. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey to grow change in my life and for my life. I would love to hear more about your journey. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments you have at radio@katherinelang.com. Also, check out the website, www.katherinelang.com, and comment there on some of the blogs. I would love to connect with you through social media. You can find me all around the internet as Katherine C. Lang. Be sure to take a moment, head over to the website, sign up for the weekly Reflections and Hope newsletter that comes out, www.katherinelang.com/reflections. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world. Be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.